We're continuing now in Ayin Dalad. Okay. Says the Mechaber, Yesh Mishoimir Shehanoshim Yocholos Levarech Lehispalel Kishahin at Levushos Hacholok Afal Pish Enam Mafsikos Lamat Mehalev. So there's an opinion that says that women would be allowed to daven if they had a bathrobe or something like that, even though a hospital gown, even if there's nothing necessarily separating between the lave and the makom erva. Adds the Ramah, im heina rumos tzarech shetei erva shalehen tuchos bekarka o yoshvos al shar davar da'az ein liban ra es ervot shalehen. So then if they're not, she's not dressed at all, so she has to either be covered or sitting on the ground, because sitting on the ground by definition, so then the place of her erva is not revealed, which is not the case by a man. Okay. Begins, the Mishnah Berurah, Tezvav. Yecholos levar, she could make the bracha hatam. The reason why she could, and the man couldn't, the ervasa lamata ma'ov ve'ein halev shelo yochol lirosa, she can't see it. So it's just first of all, I was a little bit humorous. I don't want to be disrespectful, but looking at Dirshu 22, I was a little bit surprised to see this question. So again, the reason is because the liba is a rosa erva. It says Amnam in Dirshu 22, Legabe ish shebitno ova uboletes bein libo la erva. What if you have a person who's severely overweight, and it's not libo rosa erva because their stomach is protruding so far out. The guy's very overweight. So I thought, what kind of question is that? So he says, "Kosav afikim maginim sheim ein b'nehem hefsek achder os levarich." Nevertheless, it's still not considered a valid hefsek. Kevin shelo plug rabbonim bein anoshim. It's a low plug. Doesn't matter if you're overweight, if you're not, or whatever it is. This is a low plug. I thought it was a little bit of a. If someone would ask me that shala, I wouldn't even. Okay, but they discuss it. I don't know. I found that a little bit interesting. Again, when I saw it, I was like, what? And then, okay, all right, no. Maybe. All right, but back to the Mishnah Berurah. Mikol Malkam, im hein ongdos arumos yeshpen isra ache. But again, there's a different prohibition besides just the, when the erva is exposed, is different than the prohibition of libo rosa erva. Dehainu, isur gili erva lo matzad halev el matzad shnemar lo yerbecha ervas dover. That the he says it right. That there shouldn't be erva seen. Meaning, not that you see your own erva, but that anybody should do it. So then, even if you don't see it, but that's still a problem. So asur levarich, she can't make the bracha. Ella tzricha shtei yoshevis, but she has to sit. What happens when she's sitting? So that's pretty obvious. Kemosh kosav rama al ze she al ze yeshiva soh paneha melamat shelamato mechusim ve'ein ervas anir. When she's sitting, you can't see the mokum erva. No problem. Umash kosav harma da'az ein liban roa erva shelahen hu lav dafka liban doesn't mean liban lav hachi ein roa ervasan, because in general you don't say that by a woman that libarosa erva libo ella what al. It means that the erva is not just exposed, because sitting down on the floor, that's the way that the makom is covered. V'to sofer hu, he says, really, it's a mistake the way the Ramah is written. It's a printer's error. Tzorei chlom should read like this: the oz einu nira erva shalahen. It doesn't appear. That's really the correct way to say it, because you don't have that question libo erva when she's standing up. So then he tweaks it a little bit to reread the Ramah. Okay, Tez Zayin, Mehalev. This is when she's sitting. Habach Cholek. So he argues, we'll see that everyone else doesn't really hold from this Bach, but he does, he argues on this and says, Svir le degam be'isha be'inan hafsaka bein lev le'erva afilu kishyesh lo malvush. So even if she's wearing, the woman also would have to have some sort of elastic band or a belt or a gartel, whatever, something like that to separate between them. Aval sh'ar ha'chronim hiskim lifsak ha'shulchan orach. Everyone else passes like the shulchan orach. V'ayim b'yoredeya, simin reish. So we talked about this a little bit, maybe yesterday, I forgot already, but this is a sim that discusses a woman when she is in the mikveh, where, how, and when she makes the bracha by the tzvila. So that's the very end in Hilchos Nidin, Simin Reish. Demaskin hataz v'ashach sham shefima sheposek ha'shulchan orach po, what we paskin over here, de'ein shayach b'isha libero as erva. We're not concerned with this halachic concept. So therefore, in that case, and it's not a problem, muteros levarech b'irkas ha'tzvila kishi omedes betoch hamayim af shehi adayin aruma. She could still make it while she is not clothed. Umishu dimishum gili erva ein bezeth. There's no problem with it The hamayim nechshavim kimi kimo kisui. The water is like a covering, not a problem. For yotzitov, the better practice, she aliba mala min hamayim, right? If she has her, the top of her body is outside of the waters, then the water itself would be ki'ilu like a hafzik da'az, shari af ba'ish, because even man can make a bracha in that case, kimo shikosu v'ma b'hagah, sif beis, said earlier. Oh, another option, I think I said this, right? She techabigs roseha, lahafsik bein libel, everybody like wraps her arms around herself. So even though normally we say that, right, you did this, I think, yeah, that the goof can't cover the goof. In this case, it's allowed, it's ki'i, like she's like covering herself. V'chein posikach masadim. V'hu adin imo cheres biragleha. Let's say the water is, she's not toveling one of these beautiful, beautiful mikvos, but it's one of the, it's back in the old days, it's in the camp, it's whatever it is, it's in the ocean, some of these things where there's schmutz, there's dirt on the ground, so she can kick up a little bit of the dirt that's on the bottom of the surface that where she's toveling, and then that's going to make it dirty. Much exactly right. That's what it means. Shelo yehe evareha nirim behen. She can't see it. Therefore, ze kuliyama mahani. That works according to everybody. Ve'im yesh o nashim arumos ongos bebeisa tefila. So it could be normally it's not. Normally no one else is in there. But let's say there would be just like a waiting room or something like that, and women are not dressed there. So pasha tzricha be'es habracha lahachzir paneha v'gufa mehen. So you can't be facing someone else while reciting a bracha. Fa'af imneim ed b'makom hamikva. Who reshus b'fnei atzmo lo mahani? If you say no, that the mikveh itself, the bor is a separate place and doesn't count. Kin muchach l'kam b'simin ayin tes sif tes ayin. Okay, we're going to explain later on about when I think that's the simin by the tzoa. You know, if it's in a separate reshus or not, does that still make a problem for that? Okay, two chosim. She's sitting on the ground.
So why do we say the concept does not apply of separating apart? In some cases, for the women.
But just by definition, biologically, the way a woman is, so the Malkum Erva is not visible. So that's why there's no quantum.
It's purely visibility. It's not right. A conceptual thing. That
No, right. It's a visibility issue.
Not the case of mind doctor, working like the heart. It's purely a...
Correct. Yeah. That's a good question. Where we have to... Too close means she's sitting on the ground, right? So then that relieves this concern. So Rotzalaimir Devukos Mechusos Bekarka, she's sitting literally on the ground and covered by that. Masha Ein Kein Be'ish, which does not happen. A man sits on the ground, doesn't happen. Delo Shaykh, Zay, you can't say a man, he's not clothed, you just sit on the ground, it's not a problem. Ki Beitzim V'Hagid, both of them, because his erbas is visible. V'Ayin B'Mogin Avram, Simen L'Kamen, Simen Reish Vav. D'Daito D'Af Im Ha'agavos Nirin Ein L'Hakbid. Okay, that's like the backside. That's you don't have to be concerned about that. But there's others arguments that that is considered an erva, the backside of a human being. The agavos Ein Behem Mishum Erva V'Chein Mash Mekitzas Mibir Hagra Veli Rab A Pasuk The Agavos Yesh Behem Mishum Erva. Okay, so it's a machlokas Eli Rab a machlokas between him and the Mogin Avram. Yeah. Okay, let's go. Hey. Sha'ar Evorov, Rowan es Ha'erva Mutter. Aval im Ezeme Evorov Nogea, Bame Ervoso, Bame Ervas Chavero. So, not a question of being visible, but if they would be touching the place of the Erva. Osli Kros Kriyashma, Ola Hispalim. One cannot say Shma, one can't daven. Viarkosov, by the inner thigh, Sheha Erva, Shocheves Alehen. Tzorich lehafsikon has to be a hefsik, bebegin with the clothing, ola harchikam beinyan shelo yiga hagid bahem, the place where the erva is not touching the inner thighs while the person is, if they want to, say, daven shebekedusha. Okay. There was a few deer shows, actually. Do you have time? No, maybe let's just do the Mishnah Berurah instead. Sorry. Next time around through a deer show, we'll get all of them. Mirtz Hashem. Okay, Yud Ches, Rowanus. This means v'lo be'inin shehei mechasil ha'erva b'fnei atzma, doesn't have to be totally covered, be'ezid dover k'dei shelo yiruhu ha'ivarim, doesn't have to be in a totally covered up. Ezid varim yutes digazrina negias sharivarim mishum negias yodav. So we don't want any of the other parts of the body to touch the erva because we don't want the yad to touch the erva. Why? Din negias yodav shelo yovile hirhor, because the hand touches the malkum erva, that could lead to inappropriate thoughts. Chaf hagid bohen ava b'negia de kis ein lahakpid. But if it touches the beitzim, oh, that's the scrotum, then there's no problem with that. V'yei de ein lechush bo mishum hirhor. That's not going to lead to hirhor. Medaktikim, those who are very meticulous, it's the medaktikim gambazeh, they're careful about this case as well, not even to touch that area. Kiyesh cholkin, because there is a machlokis as to whether there'll be a problem. But the evid, technically speaking, after the fact, yotza filim noga hagid behayir chaim, doesn't it's not ma'akiv. If you did say shema like that, so even if it was touching the inner thigh, that is not a problem. If you look in just 26, he explains why that's not tamo she'ein hadavar osur mishum lo yerech b'chadavar ervas davar. That's not the prohibition. Ela mishum shem yitrod al yad yedei hahirhor. Maybe it's going to come to bring a person to inappropriate thoughts. L'chein inkra kriya shema yotza. That's why it would be a problem. But if it would have been a problem of ervas davar, then even b'dievet that would not have.
We're saying touch with your hand or touch with any other part of your
body? Any other part of your body, technically. The hand, certainly, but they made a gazer not to touch with any other part of the body, because you might come to touch it with your hand, and that would certainly be no good. Yeah. Okay, we're almost done. We'll stop. The next siman as well is continues this idea. This is the whole question of, kol isha, is that called a makam erva? What parts of the body have to be covered? That's coming up. Mr. We'll start that tomorrow. Have a good day.